the cultivation of row crops, they require a lot of management and specifically fertilization, which is like a driving factor for environmental emissions. On the other hand, forests, they don't need that. So for them, the emissions majorly come from the mechanical processing they need to maintain the forest. And also the way we calculate the final impacts of those plastic bottles is that we take in the avoided impact from those biomass-derived bottles. So avoided impact could be defined as, so if we don't use those forest residuals for bottles, they will be discarded or burned. Like there's a process called slush pile burning, which is very typical in Pacific Northwest. Like there are like, I believe it's a certain amount of the forest residuals, they will just be collected and burned. So they are not used in anywhere else. But this burning process is resulted in a lot of emissions. So by taking that amount of residuals, use them to process into bottles, kind of avoided the impacts generated by burning.
It sounds like what you have done is looked at the research, the complete cycle. Am I correct in the sense that row crops take more cultivation, they take more fossil fuel to run the machinery over it and so on, less in the forest side in that regard, and likewise at the other end of it, that the forest residual would not be burned and hence less carbon emissions. So it's really the whole cycle that you're looking at?
Exactly. That's the point of life cycle analysis. It's taking, like analyzing the environmental impacts associated with like the life cycle of a product. So the approach we took is called cradle to factory gate, which means our system boundary of the study spanning from the beginning of the raw material production. So for our study, it's the reforestation for the forest residuals and the agricultural production of those row crops to the bottle product. So we didn't really count in the impact after the bottle was produced, like they're shipped to retail stores and they are picked up by customers and they may be dumped into trash cans and recycled. We didn't count that part.
Yeah,
so
I understand.
It's called cradle to factory gate. It's just to the end point, it's just to the bottle product out of the factory.
In other words, the empty bottle being produced. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, right to the empty bottle point is where you're measuring the resources.
Yes.
It seems like this kind of approach to things could be well used in a lot of areas in our society when we talk about green use. And I sometimes wonder if many of the things that we think are green are really not so green when you take the full life cycle in. What do you think about
that? Exactly. It's like a very simple example I can generate is what I get from my LCA class. So people usually think when you wash your hands and you can dry your hands with like a drying machine, which is probably more environmentally friendly than dry your hands with paper towels, because basically using drying machine does not generate any like solid waste. But the fact is, drying machine, the production of those machines, and also the electricity used to power those machines also have environmental impacts. So sometimes if those like drying paper towels were collected and recycled in a good way, the impacts from that drying method could be lower than the impacts from drying your hands with the machine.